Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Trey Mia. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes. Sorry. Yes, I'm just looking to file a claim. Now, I grew up in Alabama. I worked in Alabama. But I have a Florida driver's license, so I don't know what that would, any type of complexities that would cause.
No.
So I just want to call and check and, see if I can get this going with, having a Florida ID.
Oh, that's fine. May I have your social security number, please?
Yeah, it's 240-65-9942.
Could you verify your first and last name, followed by your date of birth and your mother's maiden name?
Robert Mackey, 12/19/87, and my mother's maiden name is Clark.
Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama prepaid benefits card. Which would you prefer?
The checking account.
May I have the routing number and account number, please?
Yeah. One second. The account number is 756-224-5089.
Okay. That's 756-324-5089.
Yeah, 224. Did you say 324? Yes. 756-224-5089.
Yeah, that's what 756-224-5089. And the routing number is?
The routing number is 062-000-080.
That's 062-40-80. Yes, ma'am. What's your mailing address?
It'll be 247 East Glen Avenue, apartment D as in Delta, and that's Auburn, Alabama, 36830.
I got you. So that's 247 East Glen Avenue, Apartment D, Auburn, Alabama, 36830. Mm-hmm. Okay. Righty. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No. Just in Alabama.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
Sorry, what was that?
Did you receive a TRA certification?
No, I don't believe so.
Are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
No.
When is the last day you work?
I worked in July.
No, the last day.
Oh, the last day was July. July 15th. 2021.
July 16th?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, on a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I work for someone.
Are you currently working solidly on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
35.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Like 5 to 10 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
$10.
Do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a return date?
No.
What was your job description?
The last job was a aerospace technician.
Aerospace technician. With heating and air installed or something?
Ma'am?
What's your job description? What did you do with your title?
It was an aerospace company, like making airplane parts.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get. Okay, I got this one right. Yeah. Who's your separating employer?
Ma'am?
Who's your separating employer?
My separating employer? Like
yes,
my
who you're filing unemployment for. What company are you filing unemployment for?
The last job was GKN Aerospace. And then you want the job before that?
No, just the one you're filing unemployment for. Could you give me the correct spelling of it, for please?
Okay.
I'm ready when you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say?
The correct spelling of your company.
Oh, it was GKN Aerospace.
GKN, all caps?
Yes, and then Aerospace, AEROSPACE.
Yeah, the address for this company.
Yeah, 1 second.
Is this in Tallahassee, Alabama?
Yes.
In Levin Twins Creek?
Yeah.
Oh, mommy.
Now, I only worked at that job for a few months, but the previous job I worked at for almost 2 years. Should I file under the one before that?
I'm sorry, sir.
The aerospace job I worked at for like maybe 2 or 3 months, but the job I had right before that I worked for like, you know, almost 2 years. Would it be better to file under that job?
Your last employer is who we filed an appointment for.
Okay.
They'll combine the wages, I'm sure.
Okay.
However they do it that way. And have you received vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay after your last day of work?
No.
Have you applied for a pension on this employer?
No.
And when's your last day of work?
July 15th, 2021.
And when was your employment start date?
It was the day after Memorial Day. So maybe May 30th.
Why are you no longer working? Hello?
What'd you say?
Why are you no longer working?
Oh, they laid me off. So I just haven't been able to find another job.
Lack of work?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. Do you have a 4-digit PIN?
Yes.
Okay. So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain, active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits, but you're good for 90 days from today. So after those 90 days and you're still receiving unemployment, then you will need to update your online resume. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file online, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
What was it? www what?
labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to call in by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week, 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can only be made Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. You'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Mackey, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Yes. Do I have a claimant ID number?
Everyone has a claimant ID number. Do you need it? I have to request for it.
Yeah, if you can tell it to me. One moment.
Let me get it. One moment while I get that for you.
Okay. Thank you.
No, you sound lucky because the unemployment here, they don't pick up the money. Like, you can't get in contact with nobody. You can call 20 times a day, you know, you don't get in contact.
Wow.
They're horrible down here. Yeah, actually, there's nothing you need to do in the meantime, because some states, for instance, they require you to do something online, like a job search, before they even accept your benefits. So just make sure that, because the other states do not accept it. I know, like, for us, we have to do that.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, that claimant ID is 243-6303.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
243-6303.
63, okay. And is there anything else for me to do? And, like, when can I check on, you know, the benefits?
You can always check on your portal online.
Okay. How soon?
It's only going to take 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
But you're all set, so if you have any other questions, feel free to give us a call back.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much, ma'am. Have a good one.